National Family Health History Day is an opportunity for families to unite once a year and discuss health history from three generations and beyond. Daniel Howard, a dietetic student from Eagle Nutrition Services, spoke with me about how to obtain your family's health history, how to prevent diseases, and how to prevent current conditions from worsening. What is family health history and why is it important?
So family health history is very simply just a record of the diseases or health conditions within your family, let's say if we're talking about you, within your family, and that can result from factors such as genetics, environment, or lifestyle. It typically includes information from about three generations of relatives. That could include, you know, children, brothers and sisters, parents, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews, or grandparents and cousins as well. So typically three generations. And the record will include, I guess, diagnoses that one might have. So that could be diseases, it could be disorders, it could be health conditions, it could be any surgeries, medications or supplements that someone's taking, their living conditions, or anything related to lifestyle as far as diet, physical activity, that could be behavior or ethnicity as far as like traditions or religion go. And the reason health history is considered important is because many health problems tend to run in families. So when we think of these health problems, chronic diseases, including heart disease, or cancer, chronic lung disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, are typically leading causes of poor health, long-term disability, or death in the United States. So if we are aware of the different things that do run in our family, as far as those health conditions, we can better prevent those from developing in ourselves, but we can truly only prevent it if we're aware of it. So that's why the health history record and talking with our family members about what's been going on, medical history, and things like that is important.
National Health History Day is celebrated on Thanksgiving. Why is that?
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting too. And the reason for that is because typically on major holidays, your family is going to gather and it's usually three generations worth of family that are all together, which allows for the conversation to be better facilitated. You can get more information around it. And usually that's just the easiest way to get everybody together and talking about something like this.
How can I go about obtaining family health history?
So it's really going to involve asking questions to your relatives. And it's questions that are revolving around information that might seem private. It's medical information. It could be tricky topics to talk about. It might be the death of a family member, how that occurred, when a disease onset happened. So you want to go about collecting the information, really just bringing up talking points around it. So that could be talking about different recipes that are being passed through generations, who created that recipe, how are they related to you, where are they at in your family tree? So kind of creating a family tree first, getting those topics talked about, and then asking those more tricky questions of what happened, or, you know, where did they have children and where did they go? Are they aunts and uncles? And seeing how that kind of connects all the way back to you.
What if like the questions you want to ask your family are like difficult to approach? Like, how would you best approach the topic of family health history in a way that allows them to be transparent instead of like sugarcoating everything?
I think the best way to go about talking about health history is to, I guess, explain why it's important to you. And hopefully it is important to you because it is a way that you can start advocating for your health and better invest in your health. So this is going to help you as an individual live a more aware and active lifestyle. I guess you can become more of an active participant in your health when talking about this information. So maybe explaining a little bit why it's so important to you, where your curiosity is coming from, maybe being very open and personal at first about what you deal with on a health level. Maybe it's some symptoms you're going through, asking if they might have any experience or knowledge of anybody in the family that has had something similar to that.
Do you have any tips on like how to remember family health history information? Because it can usually be a lot, right?
Right. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of different information that you could gather around family health history, because it could be like medical conditions, health problems, like I said, death, the age of that ethnic backgrounds, countries of origin, lifestyle habits. Like there's so much information. One of the tips that I do have is, since we have devices with us 24/7 typically, is to utilize the voice memo or the notes app on your phone. If you're more traditional and like to bring pen and paper, you can start writing down this information, and keeping more of a journal or a log about it, because you do tend to fill out these questions when you go in for healthcare appointments. So all of those questions, or paperwork that you're given at the beginning of your doctor's visits, your dentist visits, if you're going to come see us at Eagle Nutrition Services, we do a health history questionnaire. You're going to want to know that information so that we can appropriately help you problem solve any situations in your life.
So what if I like somehow didn't have any health problems that run in the family? What would you talk about?
That is a good question. So that is great. So when it comes to not having anything run in your family, that's a very positive thing, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to be cautious, because your personal lifestyle could be contributing to development of different conditions or diseases. So you still want to be aware of what your personal behaviors or lifestyle choices are doing in contribution to your health. But it's a positive in the aspect that you're not already starting off with the predisposition to some sort of chronic disease.
What are some disease prevention strategies that I could implement right now?
So a lot of them are going to revolve around a few main topics that we always hear about. Some of the prevention strategies include continuing to regularly check in with your healthcare providers, whether that be a doctor, a dentist, ophthalmologist, to make healthy food choices, to stay active. It might include quitting smoking or limiting alcohol usage, and then getting restful sleep. So the basic things of our life that we do want to pay attention to, kind of revolving around like that whole self-care aspect of it. When it comes to routine healthcare visits, what that is alluding to is continuing to regularly participate in healthcare screenings and vaccinations. So when it comes to healthcare screenings, that could be anything as far as labs and stuff like that, but also the health history questionnaire. And that could be like checking your cholesterol, your blood pressure, or managing blood sugar levels. But knowing anything in your history is also a screen in itself, because you're gathering that information to bring it to your appointment.
What are the things I could do right now to pay attention to like nutrition?
So making healthy food choices is one of the main things that you can do right now. And the reason that we encourage everyone to pay attention to nutrition is because nutrition strongly correlates to health. Nutrition is one of our most basic needs. So just to live, we are going to have our nutrition in place. When it comes to eating in itself and making healthy food choices, I think it's important to remember that diet itself is easily understood as an eating pattern. So we're not talking about the specific foods. It's not just that individual food choice, it's overall on a daily basis, what are you regularly eating that either supports it or might inhibit function of your body. There are some recommendations and guidelines that allow us to better understand how to create a healthy diet. And those will include one, having a diet that's adequate. And that means meeting the needs of the individual. So their specific energy needs. So if we think of like a car, you put gas in it and it moves forward, we need food that's going to fuel our bodies to actually function, to actually move forward, to go on in daily life. The second component of that is having a diet that's nutrient dense. So we might've heard of different terminology around foods, classifying them in certain ways or labeling them. But nutrient density just means for the amount of energy a food could provide, it also has a high amount of nutrients inside of it. So we want our diets to be adequate, nutrient dense. We want them to be balanced. When it comes to balance, we just want to make sure that all the proportions of our diet, so those carbs, fats, proteins, and micronutrients, are rounded out and appropriate for what we need as an individual. So we don't want there to be some holes in this plate that we're eating. We don't want there to be some like hills and valleys. We don't want disproportions. We do want it to be very balanced. And you can achieve all of that through variation moderation. So moderation will help keep the balance together, but variation will allow for a wide range of foods to be eaten where you can still get the nutrients that you need. So it's not that you have to eat the same thing every single day. With variation, you can have a very fun, satisfying, fulfilling diet and still create healthy choices through those foods that you choose to eat.
So why is it so important in the prevention and management of diseases?
So nutrition is known to reduce the incidence and the burden of chronic diseases. So with the foods that we choose to eat, there are different diets that may help manage different chronic diseases better than other diets. So there's things like the heart healthy diet. I'm sure you've heard of that. There's also a different diet, the low FODMAP diet, for different chronic conditions to help manage the symptoms that could come along, but really to reduce the incidence or burden of those chronic diseases. It gets confusing when we're talking about nutrition, and that's why we're here at Eagle Nutrition Services, to really help others understand what comprises a healthy diet, but where there might be some myths or some misinformation that the media might be spewing. And we want to make sure that people can make really informed and educated decisions about what they're putting into their bodies. Because it can be easily, I guess maybe not even easily, but it can be confusing. But I think the thing about the health history questionnaire is it's important when it comes to increasing your awareness around what is going on in your family, what is could be going on inside of you, what is going on around you. Your living conditions play a huge part of it. Your ethnicity play a part of it. Those traditions, your behaviors, there's so many different aspects that can play a part in your health history that before you can start making or taking actions toward prevention or toward helping yourself or toward bettering the quality of your life, you have to be aware of what could be against you and then also what could be for you. So knowing how to actually create a sound diet that's appropriate for yourself, that's individualized to you and your reality, you have to know what your reality is. You have to know what's going on within your family or around you.
What are some resources available where I can learn more about family health history?
So a lot of those resources are going to be internet resources, and those could be things like the CDC, the World Health Organization. Another resource would be your healthcare providers, so talking with them about anything that is a concern for you. Here on Eastern Michigan University, we have our Eagle Nutrition Services. So we personally will provide a health history questionnaire for our clients to fill out. And you could come talk to us at ENS about the health history questionnaire itself and how it might apply to you, your lifestyle, your eating habits, and anything that might be a concern.
Again, that was Danielle Howard from Eagle Nutrition Services, bringing you all you need to know about National Family Health History Day, keeping nourished and staying healthy. Like she said, CDC.gov and the World Health Organization website are absolutely reliable sources for nutrition information. And you can also learn more about Eagle Nutrition Services via the link in the podcast description and on our website. This episode was written by yours truly, Kayla Trefill, and it was produced by Ashley Bueller. To listen to more episodes of our podcast, visit easternecho.com. The podcast section can be reached via email at podcast@easternecho.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, be sure to tune in for the next episode after Thanksgiving break.